calling. Are we reaching? See, you keep hanging up. That's the main answering.
Oh, do you hear it? The very ominous and very sad, sad music. That must mean it's time for happy news. See, everywhere you go, everywhere you watch, everything you look at online and listen to, it's always bad news. No, not here. It's sad music with happy news. So,
and they're really good stories, too, today.
These two are really, really fantastic. Don't let the music fool you. The news is very, very happy. First one, we go to Aurora, Ohio. Okay, this guy, what he did is he worked for an EMT company.
Okay.
And he works for the EMT company, and one morning he wakes up, and he's gasping for air. He's like, he can't catch his breath. And because he's an EMT, he's like, oh, I must have an upper respiratory infection. He's like, yeah, no big deal. Well, throughout the day, throughout the next day, weeks, he couldn't catch his breath. So he goes in and he finds out he has heart problems, okay? And not only does he have a heart problem, he needs a new heart or he's going to die. So he goes in, a couple months later, they find someone with a heart. It doesn't take. He has more trouble, okay? And this goes on for 5, 6, 7 years.
So he gets an actual transplant.
Yeah, that one doesn't take. So then he goes in, he gets another one.
Wow.
That one doesn't take. Over the course of these 5, 6, and 7 years, he's realizing that it's hard to get hearts because people have to die to get them. And none of these hearts are working. He's going to die eventually. He goes through his daughter and his son's 7th birthday and 8th birthday. He's like, man, I'm not going to make it. I'm going to die. I'm never going to find a heart. And he said, I always felt so bad because I would sit there at night wanting to live another day with my family, but I also knew that someone else had to die so I could do that.
Oh my gosh.
Awful, right?
That is terrible.
Finally, lo and behold, on a very, very, very short list, someone perishes. It's an exact match. This time, the heart takes. He feels better. He goes on to the 9th birthday, the 10th birthday. Everything's going good. He starts entering himself into 5K marathons. He starts doing walks. Yeah, and he's getting healthier and healthier. He feels fantastic. And he said, I just knew I had to do something. I had to contact the family of the deceased. And I told them, what I'm going to do, because you've given me this great gift of life, I'm going to walk 357 miles.
Yeah.
With my new heart that belonged to you guys and your loved one, and that's what I'm going to do to say, you know what? This is special, and I thank you. And he did complete a 357-mile walk.
Wow.
Without incident. Isn't that fantastic?
That's amazing. You can take a man's heart from his chest, put another heart back in it, and it's healthy enough to do something like that.
Yeah. And he feels fantastic, and he says, you know what, I'm going to keep doing this because I feel great, and I don't want my new heart, my recipient heart, to ever end up like my old heart, and I'm just going to keep on walking.
Yeah.
I'm blown away by that. I'm blown away by people that can get organ transplants and live life that healthy. And that, I mean, that's a full life.
I couldn't walk 357 miles in my life. You know, I think about it. I'm like, holy crap, if this guy goes out and he does it in one setting with a heart that was never even his.
It probably doesn't say, but how long would that take you to walk 357 miles?
Here's the thing, though. This is what's so amazing about the story. I'm glad you asked that. It took him 22 hours.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I have to get out of here. That's a lie. Yeah, I know the time's in there, but I didn't see the time.
Man, that's impressive.
Yeah. Now we're going to go to Florida. We've got another one. We've got more happy news over sad music. Where's my music?
There it is.
It was thunder and lightning. Yeah, it was like queuing that. Up for
Sometimes
you.
It takes it a second.
I need the music to just be horribly sad.
Mother Nature will set the setting before music plays. Mm-hmm.
Oddly enough, we go to Florida. As you know, nothing good comes from Florida. Not the people, not the news, but we dug. And we dug really, really deep, and we found this.
Not even the air.
Nothing. But this is happy news over sad music. And a very, very good one today, because it is from Florida. A guy and his brother-in-law, they're out, and what they have to do is they have to redo the sod in his yard. You see, they belong to an HOA, a homeowners association in Florida, and what the homeowner association has told him is that, hey, your grass looks bad. We're going to start fining you, and we're gonna try to kick you out of the homeowner association, we're going to kick you out of the neighborhood if you don't fix your lawn. The guy put it off, and he put it off. They didn't have the money. Finally, they had fined him so many times, he's like, okay, look, honey, we're not going to move. We got to redo the sod. So him and his brother-in-law, they get all these pallets of sod, the grass, they start rolling the grass.
What a job, just straight delivered from the devil. I can't think of much worse than re-sodding a yard.
Yeah, I've done it a couple times, and it is very, very fun.
I can only imagine.
It is very fun. So they're sodding away. The guy's stressed out because the HOA's on him. He's got all this heavy lifting to do. It's only him and his brother, and it's a huge yard. So they're out there, and they're getting the sod done. They're excited. Next thing you know, another heart-related happy news story. Massive heart attack. Falls over mid-roll of the sod. They have to call 911.
Good Lord.
Rescue and fire show up at his house. They get him to the hospital. They get him. They take him. He's there, okay, and doing much, much better now. But what the firemen and the EMTs did the day after, or days after, was they returned to his house, you see, because the job was left unfinished. And the HOA, they didn't care that he had a heart attack. They just wanted their house to look good.
Well, why would they care? They caused it.
Yeah. So what the firemen did, about 15 of them, they show up and they finish resodding more than half of his lawn. So when he got out of the hospital, he could recover and see the grass is good. It's taken care of. Don't stress about this anymore. And don't blow your heart up again. They laid sod out at his house.
Aww.
And that is a fully functioning fire department.
Yeah. And the wife said, this whole thing, this whole incident with the HOA and the whole working of the sod, that is what caused him to have this heart attack. He couldn't take it anymore. It just blew him up.
Well, clearly. Had he been sitting inside on the couch with his feet propped up playing video games like he did when he let the yard go bad in the first place,
yeah,
he'd have been just fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking nothing, from experience there, Joe. Huh?
Nothing better for your heart than not using it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let my yard get a little bit more dead, then I'm going to attempt to sod it. This story could have been about me.
Yeah. So there you go. Those are the two stories for happy news over sad music.
I want you to remember, this is happy news. News, and we hope it happens to you.
Think of it as hangover helper.
That is not helpful.
The Dog and Joe Sat Show.
Saturday morning, 6 to 10.
On 93.7 The River.